Welcome to Atlanta Business Talk, the podcast for Atlanta business professionals and entrepreneurs to share stories, strategies, and business tips. My name is Scott Shetler, and in the coming weeks, I will be hosting interviews with amazing guests discussing their experiences in business. As a business owner myself, I have worked in the strength and conditioning and health and fitness industry for nearly 22 years. I am the owner of Extreme Performance Training Systems, a private training center based just north of Atlanta, Georgia. Through Extreme Performance Training Systems, I work with a wide variety of clientele, everybody from motivated fitness enthusiasts to athletes from all skill levels. I started out my career after I graduated from high school by enlisting in the U.S. Navy, where I served as a gunner's mate. After the Navy, I started working on my degree in health and physical education and started acquiring my personal training certifications along the way. Originally, I was certified through the American Council on Exercise. Most recently, I became certified through the National Strength and Conditioning Association. Well, that was back in 2001. I don't know how recent it was, but through the NSCA. And then I've acquired some specialty certifications, most notably the Special Strength Coach certification from Westside Barbell. I also have a Tai Chi teacher certification through Tai Chi Healthways. I'm a certified kettlebell coach through the World Kettlebell Club under Valeri Fedorenko, among others. In addition to Extreme Performance Training Systems, I've got a wide variety of other projects I've been involved in. Mostly, I've authored numerous books that I've self-published, including a collaboration that I did with a hip-hop recording artist, Stick, from the hip-hop duo Dead Prez, and his wife, Afia, titled Eat Plants, Lift Iron, where we documented the process that Stick went through putting on 20 pounds of muscle while following a whole food plant-based diet, where his wife worked as the nutritionist on the project, putting together his meal plans, and I was his strength and conditioning coach. In addition, I've written for numerous magazines and publications, including Fight Magazine, which at one time was probably the largest magazine in the mixed martial art and fight sport community. I think it was in over 44 or 45 countries worldwide. I also wrote for Physique MMA, based out of Dubai, which was a martial arts and fitness magazine. And I had a feature in Fight Sport, which was a magazine based out of Finland. In addition to the books that I've self-published, I have a blog that I keep active on my website at www.eptsgym.com, where I publish a lot of free content. And in addition to my blog, I post a lot of content on various social media platforms, including YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, where I have both a private page as well as my gym page. In addition to my blog, I also have my Strength and Health TV video blog and a Strength and Health podcast that I run, where I talk about various topics related to strength training and conditioning, as well as health and fitness. In addition, I'm also a student and teacher of Tai Chi Chuan, and I'm also a student of the martial art of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. In the past, I've competed in powerlifting and kettlebell sport, and rumor has it I even did a bodybuilding contest, but that was back before social media, so there is no physical proof of that rumor. If somebody were to ask me what I feel my success in the fitness industry was a result of, the biggest thing I'd have to say would be results. When I got into the fitness industry, it was really before the digital media boom and social media wasn't around and things like that. So we actually had to go to work in the gym and work with people in person. And now there's a lot of people that are building businesses online and doing a lot of things like online coaching and consulting, which is something that I do. But I think that part of the art of fitness training and strength and conditioning is actually working with people in person and developing those interpersonal skills required to work with the wide variety of personality types that you encounter in this type of work. I've been doing this now for 22 years or nearly 22 years, and nobody that I train is the same. There's different types of personalities, there's different types of learning styles, and the only way to really develop the skill to work with people in this capacity is to actually put in the hours and hours and hours and work with them in person to learn how to best provide the services as a personal trainer or a strength and conditioning coach. It was really probably 10 years of working full time, you know, pulling 40 to 50 hours in the gym, working with people one-on-one, probably took about 10 years before I even felt like I could publish my first piece of content. So I really had, you know, when I look back on all that experience that I gained in those 10 years, I had no problems when it came to sitting down and coming up with some book ideas or sitting down to write a blog article or something like that. I had plenty of content to draw from, probably a lot of which I'd even forgotten. So I think if there's one thing that I could really pass on to other people in the fitness industry would be to just work. Get out there and work with people. Work with people in person. Don't worry about becoming an overnight success online. Oftentimes what you see in the fitness industry when people are starting to promote themselves online, it really lacks a lot of substance, and it tends to be mostly about them. When people are looking to hire you, whether it's an in-person coach or whether they're looking for online coaching, they really don't care about you or what you've accomplished personally. That doesn't mean to say that you shouldn't, you know, be an example of a fit and healthy lifestyle. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't have shared your own fat loss experience or your own experience building muscle or your own experience participating in athletics or your achievements. That's really important. I think it's important to engage in something on the physical level if you're going to be coaching or working with others. But ultimately, nobody cares about you. They only care about what you can do for them. So it's really important to get a lot of experience working with people, experiencing successes and failures in the gym, how to deal with that sort of adversity, because that's what people want to see that you can do when they're looking to hire you for your services, what type of service you can provide for them and the results that you've gotten for other people that you're likely going to be able to get for them. So when it all comes down to it, the only way to do that is to just get out there and work with people. And don't worry about publishing content. Don't worry about writing that ebook. Don't worry about starting that video blog or whatever until you have enough experience that you have the content. Then the content will just kind of create itself at that point, because you'll have enough real world, real life experience that you'll be able to share those experiences to help others, and you won't have to come off as a fraud, a phony, or a charlatan just trying to invent things or create things. So I think that's really important for any aspiring fitness professional, is just to put in the time. And believe me, at 44, 10 years goes by like that. You know, it was nothing. It was the blink of an eye, and then I was ready to start publishing my own content. So ultimately, when I look at, you know, I get into some conversations with people. I'm a guest on a lot of podcasts, and I've been interviewed for a lot of publications and things like that. And when we start talking about business strategies or marketing strategies, really, you know, I'm at kind of a loss, because I'm not that guy that's out there doing social media. I'm not doing Facebook ads. I'm not doing Instagram ads. Maybe that's hurting my business. I don't know. But at this point in time, I am at 100% capacity. I've got very few slots available to take on private clients. About the only place I can work people into my in-person training schedule is in the different group training programs that I offer. I've got a group athlete training program where I can always take people in, because I'm working with multiple people during that hour and a half of the day that's set aside for that. I've got an adult fitness program that I run where I can take in, you know, clients, again, because I'm just stacking them into that group training for that hour. And then my Tai Chi class, which I've just started over the last year, I can take on people who want to learn Tai Chi and Qigong to improve their health. So really, that's about, when it comes to my in-person training services, I'm at capacity, and those are the only places that I can really, you know, leverage my time and start working more people in. Now, I always have room in my online consulting program and my online coaching program, because that's work I'm just doing with people virtually. And since I work around the clock, you know, really, what's it matter at this point? But again, you know, I'm not that guy that's out there doing the Facebook ads that everybody says you got to do. I'm not that guy that's out there, you know, promoting themselves through any sort of paid advertising. Early on, before social media and before taking advantage and leveraging the internet to promote my business, I had to reach out locally, because to get clients to come into the gym door, I had to operate within about a 5-mile radius of where my training center was. So I did some paid advertising in a local publication we had here in Atlanta called the Atlanta Sports and Fitness Magazine. So if you're in the Atlanta area and you're an old timer like me, you're going to remember that publication, which was it was a nice little collection of articles and just kind of health and fitness tips. But it was also the main channel for personal trainers and fitness specialists to advertise their services in. And fortunately for me, I did go the paid advertising route, and I literally think I got one client from paying for advertising. Really where I started to see my clients start to build up from that publication was when I was actually interviewed as an expert for articles. So if somebody was writing an article on, say, maybe abdominal training, I was one of the people that got interviewed to offer some of my tips or some things that, you know, I was doing with clients that worked, some different, you know, abdominal training exercises or something like that. So I would add that quote to the article, and then I would actually get contacted by people because they saw that quote or that I was interviewed for that article, and then they saw my ad in the magazine. So then they contacted me because being featured in an article or being asked a question as a contributing expert, it really positioned me as an expert in the industry. So that's when I noticed that people were reaching out to me through that type of advertising. Other than that, which really didn't account for a whole lot of business, and granted, I did get some clients that way, really the majority of my business has come from word of mouth. You know, it's kind of tough when you're getting started. You're trying to take on clients. You're trying to build your business. And I mean, it's a bit of a struggle. But as you start to work with people and they start to really get the benefit of the services you provide, there is no better source of lead generation than somebody else bragging about your services for you. So this goes back to my original comment about success in the fitness industry is working with people and getting them results. If you provide an exceptional level of service for people, they will brag about you to their friends, to their family, to their coworkers, and people will start coming through the door. People, you'll start getting phone calls saying, hey, you're working with my business colleague. He just keeps talking about you, you know, at the office. You're doing a great job. I need some help with my fitness, so I want to reach out to you. That is the best way to get referrals. And when I look at everybody that I'm working with right now, I've got roughly 30 to 35 unique clients that represent about 50 to 55 appointments every week. Out of those 30 to 35 people, there's like one degree of separation between them all. You know, they were all referrals of each other or they're teammates of each other. You know, it's all been word of mouth. So a lot of these people I've had some serious longevity with. I've got clients that I've been working with for over 10 years now. And the only clients that I have with less than say like 2 to 3 years of working with me are the ones that I've taken on in the last year that have actually contributed to putting me at about 100% capacity on my availability. So ultimately, like I said, if you're in the fitness industry and you really want to build a successful business, just start working with people and go out of your way to provide a high quality of service that gets them results. And don't be afraid to ask for referrals. You know, don't be afraid to ask somebody, say, hey, you know, it seems like you're really enjoying working with me. We've been working together for a few months now. We're seeing some progress. Do you got anybody you think would benefit from this service as well? And they're going to be more than happy to promote you. So it's really not that tough. One of the other things too, when it comes to my business is I'm constantly trying to get better. I'm not a natural business person. I didn't take, you know, business classes. I've got a degree in health and physical education. I got my personal training and fitness certifications and things like that. So it's been this evolving, constant, you know, learning along the way. I had to get comfortable with selling my service. That's kind of a hard thing to do if you're not a natural salesman. You know, here you are selling a service, you know, so you're not providing an object to somebody. It's not like they're coming to your store and picking up a bushel of apples and some bananas and paying you for it. You're trying to sell something that you can't hand them. And they're just kind of taking you on your word that you're going to be able to help them accomplish what they're trying to accomplish. So early on, selling a service was a bit of a challenge for me. But once I realized that you just had to be confident with the way that you you presented it, you know, the person sitting across from me that was doing that consultation, they had already made up their mind they were going to hire a personal trainer. They've already done market research, so they know approximately what it's going to cost. I just, as the trainer, had to convince them that I was the right choice, you know, that they made the right decision in calling me. So it just took a little while to get that worked out. But once I really got that under wraps, my success rate on closing new clients out of those initial consultations went up dramatically. And now it's to the point where I basically, if somebody comes to me and I'm the right match for them personality wise, and they're the right match for me personality wise, because I have turned people away and I've actually fired clients in the past. But if we're kind of the right personality match, I really have about 100% success rate closing clients, and my clients stick around for a long time. So ultimately, any success that I've experienced in the fitness industry has come down to just the work that I do to get them results, which also stems from this constant learning. I'm always learning, I'm always reading, I'm always doing things to further my own education personally, trying to stay up to date with the trends in the fitness industry, honestly, most of which are BS, but I have to stay in touch with what's out there because I get questions from a lot of people, so I need to know what I'm talking about. I also have to understand the basics of kinesiology and biomechanics of exercise, so I've got to have a background on the science side. I've got to stay up to date with what's going on in the industry, and then I've constantly got to hone my craft and focus on the things that I specialize in, the strength and conditioning that I do with athletes, the basic health and fitness training, my Tai Chi teaching that I do. I've constantly got to evolve my skills in all those departments, and I've always got to learn. I'm always reading. It doesn't mean I'm changing things all the time, but as I acquire new knowledge, I've got the ability and the capability to evolve my program as I evolve as a trainer and as an individual. So success in the fitness industry coming from the results that I get with the people I work with, which is the result of my passion to continue to learn, continue to hone my craft, continue to evolve, and to do this day in and day out, and just have that personal fortitude to stay with it, no matter how tough it's gotten, no matter the pitfalls that I've encountered, no matter the successes that I've achieved, just constantly staying on the path. To quote one of my favorite authors is the famous swordsman, Miyamoto Musashi, his 21 maxims. One of his, the 21st maxim is never stray from the way. And that really has been the success, the key to my success in the fitness and the strength and conditioning industry. It's just to never stray from the way, never to get off that path of constantly evolving, constantly getting better. The same way a martial artist evolves through their career and training the martial arts as they work their way up the ranks and eventually achieve a black belt and maybe go on to be a teacher. I've taken that same sort of approach to developing myself as a fitness and strength and conditioning professional. Never straying from the way, to quote Miyamoto Musashi. So one of the things that I'll probably be asking the people that I'm interviewing for Atlanta Business Talk in the upcoming weeks on the podcast that I'm going to be putting together with them and publishing. One of the things that I'm a big fan of is books. I've drawn inspiration from many different authors and many different forms of writing. But I think one of the keys to success, and I think probably one of the things that we're going to hear from other business professionals and entrepreneurs, is their never-ending personal educational strategies that they go through. Most of the successful people that I know read a lot. They learn a lot. They have an open mind. If you think about it, some of the smartest minds in history took their thoughts, their ideas, their successes, and wrote them down in books so that we all have access to them. All right. So one of my favorite things to talk about with other business professionals is what they read for inspiration, or some things that they've read that have really helped shape their strategies and ideals in business. So before I wrap up this podcast, I just want to share, if I don't really have like a top three or a top five or a top 10 or anything like that, because there's so many good books out there that I could recommend, but I'd say probably three of my favorites that I'd recommend to anybody are The Joy of Living by Yanage Mingyur Rinpoche, Dokodo by Miyamoto Musashi, and Jonathan Livingston Seagull by Richard Bach. Those are probably three that just off the top of my head, three of my favorite books that I would recommend to pretty much anybody. But again, I've got just a wide variety of books and authors that I've drawn a lot of inspiration from and just acquired a lot of knowledge from. Some of it industry specific and some not, but I really place a lot of emphasis on education and just taking the time to read and really kind of figure things out in this industry. So just wanted to provide a little bit of my background since I'm going to be the one hosting this show coming up, and I'm looking forward to what we get into. I've got some great guests already lined up for the upcoming weeks. I'll be launching my first podcast for Atlanta Business Talk the first week in January. So right after the new year, be looking for that. And my goal is to publish one new podcast a week, but I will never do it at the expense of getting a good quality guest. And that doesn't mean I'm looking for the very best business professionals out there. I think there's a lot to learn from people who have failed in business, but have had the fortitude to keep going. We're going to be talking to people from different sectors in business, from different industries, working different jobs, people that I think are interesting or have something interesting to share. Ultimately, my goal with this podcast is to give you, the listener, some things that you can take away to apply to your own business or just simply draw some inspiration from. So I'm really looking forward to getting into it with some of these awesome guests that I'm going to have on the show. I know you guys are going to like it as well. So in the meantime, what you can do is, if you're really looking forward to what we're going to be doing here at Atlanta Business Talk, please get online, follow my website at atlantabusinesstalk.com. Find my social media pages, which are going to be linked to on the website, but we've got Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're going to be on Instagram. Be sure to follow all those pages. We'll eventually have things up on YouTube, as I want to try to make sure that these recordings are both put out on the various podcast platforms as well as YouTube as well, because I know some people like to listen to YouTube as their player. So we're going to be active on all the social media, so please go follow all those social media pages. Please share them with your friends, your family, your coworkers. Really help us build up the following so that we can get this great content out there to you and to the people that you recommend it to. And I'm really looking forward to getting this podcast up and running. I'm really looking forward to not only helping you guys, but also, you know, learning from these people myself that I'm going to be bringing on, these awesome guests that I'm going to be bringing on, learning from their respective business experiences. So hopefully you enjoyed this introduction. Hopefully you enjoyed learning a little bit about me. I'm looking forward to your feedback. So make sure that when you get on social media, you can either email me, you can shoot me private messages, or you can leave comments on our social media. Please feel free to share anything from what you think about the podcasts that we publish, to if you've got any suggestions for future show topics or questions, if you've got any guests that you'd like to have on. And while I am focusing on the Atlanta business market, I'm not opposed to bringing in people from outside of Atlanta, because let's face it, business is it's not just, you know, the local grocer and the local doctor and the local, you know, post office like that anymore. Business really is global. So even though I am focusing my efforts here in the Atlanta business market for other professionals in the Atlanta area, in the Great Atlanta area, I'm not opposed to reaching out to people outside of Atlanta, outside of Georgia, or across the world if they've got an interesting business, or if they're a successful entrepreneur, if they've got something to contribute of value. So please feel free to recommend some guests that you might like to hear from, recommend some topics, some questions, you know, some different things for, you know, if you got questions about specific industries or sectors. I'm going to be archiving all those things so that I can pull them out for guests where that kind of stuff is pertinent. So on your end, that's what you can do to help us get this up and running. And like I said, I'm really looking forward to what we got coming up in the new year. So hopefully you all have a wonderful holiday. Hopefully you enjoyed this introduction and learning a little bit about myself. And I'm really excited to bring you an awesome podcast through Atlanta Business Talk in the new year. So until then, looking forward to talking to you guys again soon. Thank you. And be sure to look down in the show notes, as I'm going to provide links to all our social media pages, our website, as well as my email where you can contact me. So thanks again, and I'm really looking forward to getting this podcast up and running.